passing to death, we do not scheme. Starving to death, we do not beg. Dying of poverty, we ask for nothing. We accord with conditions, but do not change. We do not change, yet accord with conditions. We adhere firmly to our three great principles. We renounce our lives to do the Buddha's work. We mold our destinies as our basic duty. We rectify our lives to fulfill the Sangha's role. Encountering specific matters, we understand the principles. Understanding the principles, we apply them to specific matters. We carry on the single pulse of the patriarch's mind transmission. Ask yourself, do I fight? Ask yourself, am I greedy? Ask yourself, do I seek? Ask yourself, am I selfish? Ask yourself, do I pursue personal advantage? Ask yourself, do I lie? Ask yourself, do I eat only one meal a day? Ask yourself, do I always wear my precept sash? These form the tradition of the sage city of 10,000 Buddhas, and no one can change them.
Show the perfect power. Sutra. Thus I have heard at one time the Buddha dwelt at Shravasti in the Jeta Grove, in the garden of the benefactor of orphans and the solitary, together with the gathering of great bhikshus, 1,250 in all great arahats in the assembly knew and recognized Elder Shariputra, Mahamagliana, Mahakashyapa, Mahakatiyana, Mahakastiliya, Revata Sudipandaka, Nanda Ananda, Rahula Kavapati, Pindola Bharavaja, Kaladayan Mahakapina, Vakula Aniruddha, and others such as these, all great disciples, together with all the Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas, Dharma Prince Manjushri, Ajita Bodhisattva, Gandahastin Bodhisattva, Niyatukta Bodhisattva, and others such as these, all great Bodhisattvas, and together with Chakra, chief among gods, and the numberless great multitudes from all the heavens. At that time the Buddha told the elder Shariputra, passing from here through hundreds of thousands of millions of Buddha lands to the west, there is a world called Ultimate Bliss. In this land, the Buddha called Amitabha right now teaches a Dharma. Shariputra, for what reason is this land called Ultimate Bliss? All living beings of this country endure none of the sufferings, but enjoy every bliss. Therefore, it is called Ultimate Bliss. Moreover, Shariputra, this land of Ultimate Bliss is everywhere surrounded by seven tiers of railing, seven layers of netting, and seven rows of trees, all formed from the four treasures, and for this reason named Ultimate Bliss. Moreover, Shariputra, the land of Ultimate Bliss, has pools of the seven jewels, filled with the eight waters of merit and virtue. The bottom of each pool is pure, spread over with golden sand. On the four sides are stairs of gold, silver, lapis, lazuli, and crystal. Are raised pavilions adorned with gold, silver, lapis, lazuli, crystal, mother of pearl, red pearls, and carnelian. In the pools are lotuses as large as carriage wheels, green colored of green light, yellow colored of yellow light, red colored of red light, white colored of white light, subtly, wonderfully, fragrant and pure. Shariputra, the realization of the land of ultimate bliss, is thus meritoriously adorned. Moreover, Shariputra, In that Buddha land there is always heavenly music, and the ground is yellow gold. In the six periods of the day and night, a heavenly rain of Madhurava flowers falls, and throughout the clear morning each living being of this land, with sacks full of the myriads of wonderful flowers, makes offerings to the hundreds of thousands of millions of Buddhas of the other directions. At mealtime they return to their own country, and having eaten they stroll around. Shariputra, the realization of the land of ultimate bliss, is thus meritoriously adorned. Moreover, Shariputra, in this country there are always rare and wonderful, vari-colored birds, white cranes, peacocks, parrots, and egrets, galavinkas, and two-headed birds. In the six periods of the day and night, the flocks of birds sing forth harmonious and eloquent sounds. Their clear and joyful sounds proclaim the five roots, the five powers, the seven bodhi shares, the eight sage way shares, and dharmas such as these. When living beings of this land hear these sounds, they're all together mindful of the Buddha, mindful of the Dharma, and mindful of the Sangha. Shariputra, do not say that these birds are born as retribution for their karmic offenses. For what reason in this Buddha land there are no three evil ways of rebirth? Shariputra, in this Buddha land not even the names of the three evil ways exist. How much less their actuality, desiring that the Dharma sound be widely proclaimed. Amitabha Buddha, by transformation, made this multitude of birds. Shariputra, in that Buddha land, when the soft wind blows, the rows of jewel trees and jewel nets give forth subtle and wonderful sounds, like 100,000 kinds of music played at the same time. All those who hear these sounds naturally bring forth in their hearts mindfulness of the Buddha, mindfulness of the Dharma, and mindfulness of the Sangha. Shariputra, the realization of the land of ultimate bliss, is thus meritoriously adorned. Shariputra, what do you think? Why is this Buddha called Amitabha? Shariputra, the brilliance of that Buddha's light is measureless, illumining the lands of the ten directions everywhere without obstruction. For this reason he is called Amitabha. Moreover, Shariputra, the life of that Buddha and that of his people extends from measureless, limitless asankhya kalpas. For this reason he is called Amitabha. And Shariputra, since Amitabha realized Buddhahood, ten kalpas have passed. Moreover, Shariputra, that Buddha has measureless, limitless sound here disciples, all arhats, their number incalculable. Thus also is the assembly of bodhisattvas. Putra, the realization of the land of ultimate bliss, is thus meritoriously adorned. Moreover, Shariputra, those living beings born in the land of ultimate bliss are all Aivaivartika. Among them are many who in this very life will dwell in Buddhahood. Their number is extremely many. It is incalculable, and only in measureless, limitless asankhya kalpas could it be spoken. Shariputra, those living beings who hear Shiva, I wish to be born in that country. And why, all those who thus attain are all superior and good people, all coming together in one place. Shariputra, one cannot have few good roots, blessings, virtues, and causal connections to attain birth in that land. Shariputra, if there is a good man or woman who hears spoken Amitabha and holds the name, whether for 1 day, 2 days, 3, 4, 5 days, 6 days, as long as 7 days, with one heart unconfused, when this person approaches the end of life, before him will appear Amitabha, and all the assembly of holy ones. When the end comes, his heart is without inversion. In Amitabha's land of ultimate bliss, he will attain rebirth. Shariputra, because I see this benefit, I speak these words. If living beings hear this spoken, they should make the vow. I will be born in that land. Shariputra, as I now praise the inconceivable benefit from the merit and virtue of Amitabha. Thus in the east are also Akshobhya Buddha, Sumeru Appearance Buddha, Great Sumeru Buddha, Sumeru Life Buddha, Wonderful Song Buddha, all Buddhas such as these, numberless as Ganji sons. In his own country each brings forth the appearance of a vast and long tongue, everywhere covering the 3,000 great thousand worlds, and speaks the sincere and actual words. All ye living beings believe, praise, and hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue of the Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protective. Shariputra, in the southern world, our sun, moon, lamp Buddha, well-known light Buddha, great blazing shoulders Buddha, Sumeru lamp Buddha, measureless figure Buddha, all Buddhas such as these, numberless as Ganji sons. In his own country each brings forth the appearance of a vast and long tongue, everywhere covering the 3,000 great thousand worlds, and speaks the sincere and actual words. All ye living beings believe, praise, and hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue of the Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protected. Shariputra, in the western world, our measureless life Buddha, measureless appearance Buddha, measureless curtain Buddha, great light Buddha, great brightness Buddha, jeweled appearance Buddha, pure light Buddha, all Buddhas such as these, numberless as Ganji sons. In his own country each brings forth the appearance of a vast and long tongue, everywhere covering the 3,000 great thousand worlds, and speaks the sincere and actual words. All ye living beings should believe, praise, and hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue of the Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protected. Shariputra, in the northern world, our blazing shoulders Buddha, most victorious son Buddha, heart injured Buddha, sunbirth Buddha, net brightness Buddha, all Buddhas such as these, numberless as Ganji sons. In his own country each brings forth the appearance of a vast and long tongue, covering the 3,000 great thousand worlds, and speaks the sincere and actual words. All ye living beings should believe, praise, and hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue of the Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protected. Shariputra, in the world below, our lion Buddha, well-known Buddha, famous life Buddha, Dharma Buddha, Dharma curtain Buddha, Dharma maintaining Buddha, all Buddhas such as these, numberless as Ganji sons. In his own country each brings forth the appearance of a vast and long tongue, everywhere covering the 3,000 great thousand worlds, and speaks the sincere and actual words. All ye living beings should believe, praise, and hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue of the Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protective. Shariputra, in the world above, our pure sons Buddha, king of stars Buddha, superior fragrance Buddha, fragrant light Buddha, great blazing shoulders Buddha, varicolored jewels and flower adornment body Buddha, solitary king Buddha, jewel flower virtue Buddha, vision of all meaning Buddha, such as Mount Sumeru Buddha, all Buddhas such as these, numberless as Ganji sons. In his own country each brings forth the appearance of a vast and long tongue, everywhere covering the 3,000 great thousand worlds, and speaks the sincere and actual words. All you living beings should believe, praise, and hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue of the Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protected. Shariputra, what do you think? Why is it called Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protected? Shariputra, if a good man or good woman hears this sutra and holds to it, and hears the names of all these Buddhas, this good man or woman will be the mindful one, of whom all Buddhas are protected, and will irreversibly attain to Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. Therefore, Shariputra, all of you should believe and accept my words, and those which all Buddhas speak. Shariputra, there are people who have already made the vow, who now make the vow, or who are about to make the vow. I desire to be born in Amitabha's country. These people, whether born in the past, now being born, or to be born in the future, all will irreversibly attain Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. Therefore, Shariputra, all good men and good women, if they are among those who have faith, should make the vow, I will be born in that country. Shariputra, just as I am now one who praises the merit and virtue of all Buddhas, all those Buddhas equally praise my inconceivable merit and virtue, saying these words, Shakyamuni Buddha can complete extremely rare and difficult deeds in the Saha land in the evil time of the five turbidities, in the midst of the Kalpa turbidity, the view turbidity, the afflictions turbidity, the living beings turbidity, and the life turbidity. He can attain Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, and for the sake of living beings, speak this Dharma which in the whole world is hard to believe. Shariputra, you should know that I, in the evil time of the five turbidities, practice these difficulties, attain Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, and for all the world speak this Dharma, difficult to believe, extremely difficult. After the Buddha spoke this sutra, Shariputra and all the bhikshus, all the gods, humans, and asuras, and others from all the worlds, hearing what the Buddha had said, joyously welcomed, faithfully accepted, bowed and withdrew. Buddha speaks of Amitabha Sutra. Namo Amitabhaya Do To She Do Ye Do Di Ye To Amilita Papi Amilita Shiram Papi Amilita Pichalandi Amilita Pichalanda Chimini Chechena Chera Chali Sapa Namo Amitabha Yato To Cheta Yato Diyat Amilita Papi Amilita Shidampa Amilita Pichalandi Amilita Pichalanda Chimini Chechena Chira Chali Sapaha Namo Amitabha Yato To Cheta Do Diya To Amilita Papi Amilita Shiram Papi Amilita Pichalan Amilita Pichalan Do Chimini Chay Chay Na Chira Chali Sapaha. May all the four kinds of beings reach the jeweled land, and the beings of all three realms be born from lotus blooms. May all the myriad ghosts attain their threefold worthiness, and the countless sentient ones ascend the ten grounds. Amitabha's body is the color of gold. The splendor of his hallmarks has no peer. The light of his brow shines round 100 worlds. Wide as the seas are his eyes, pure and clear. Shining in his brilliance by transformation are countless bodhisattvas and infinite Buddhas. His 48 vows will be our liberation. In 9 lotus stages we reach the farthest shore. Homage to the Buddha of the Western Pure Land. Kind and compassionate Amitabha. Homage to the Buddha of the Western Pure Land. Kind and compassionate Amitabha. Homage to the Buddha of the Western Pure Land. Kind and compassionate Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha.
Namo Amitabha. Ma Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. Amitabha, 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 Amitabha.